From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans. Steve and Chris and the stakeholders. Big Blue Roundtable. Chris, what's going on? It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Start of the NFL season.
It's a beautiful day. I don't know about this weather, but it's a beautiful day. It's hot out here, man. It's hot out here, bro. Shoot, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You must be near a pool, Steve. You must have found a pool somewhere, bro.
I wish.
It's killing me. But hey, man, I definitely
wish. Yeah, yeah. I definitely wish we were by a pool, but hey, man, I seen enough water to last me two summers, man. So we don't have enough time because we got so many stakeholders that want to chime in. We got a lot of news and events to get out there. And I want to say this real quick. We got a new look to our website. Go to bleedblueshow.com. You can listen live right on the Listen to Us button right there on the Bleed Blue Show. Check it out when you have the chance. Mm-hmm. All the archive episodes right there for you to listen to, right there on the front of the page on the new BleedBlueShow.com page. So check it out when you have the chance, as well. We're gonna get roll calls going on first. But first, I want to bring on my dude Reggie. He has an announcement to make. Shout outs to Reggie.
Okay.
Reg, what's going on, bro? Talking Giants, but please tell everybody, tell all the stakeholders, tell all the Giant fans, the announcements that you got going on, the events later coming on, man. What's up, bro?
What's going on,
how's
Reg?
Everything?
Yeah, I'm up here in Houston, Texas, and we got a whole crew of New York Giants fans here, and we all getting together on the 23rd for that Giants-Texans throwdown. So what we did was we put together a pregame party that Saturday night for all the Giants fans here in Houston and all the ones coming in town. And we're going to get it in. And then Sunday, we're going to do our tailgating at NRG, cheer on the Giants fans, and then at the party afterwards.
Tell us about the crew that's going on at the location of the Giants party week 3 in Houston.
Yeah, on Saturday the 22nd, we're going to all get together. It's a spot in Houston, is actually the area is the Woodlands. The club is called Cielo's Latin Bar. Everyone's invited, but it's going to be mad Giant fans up in there. Music, got an East Coast DJ there giving us that East Coast swag up in there as far as the music, drink specials. And we're going to turn it up, man. We're going to turn it up. Get everything all hyped and ready for Sunday.
Right, Chris, you heard the man, huh? They got big things going on week 3 down in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, so right now, as you're speaking, I'm looking at my schedule and wondering how much exactly. Here's a question, Reggie. Y'all, how's the Hennessy of inventory down there?
Oh, no, Hennessy flowing here, man. No shortage down here.
Okay, I guess I gotta change my plans and come on down, man.
Yeah, we had a Henny issue last year, but it got straightened out. So the Henny flowing, the goose is flowing, the crown is flowing. So,
Yeah, man.
All
right, it's gonna be. Right. You know, it's gonna be hot down there at that time too, Steve. So that might be.
It's gonna be all right. Especially if we talking. Yeah, look at it this way. Saturday night, it's gonna be night. Mm-hmm. You know, we doors open at 8:00, and so we're gonna. You know, it's gonna be cool. And then, the good thing about NRG is it's a dome, so the roof is gonna.
Okay.
Warm, you know, nice and comfortable in the stadium. In the morning, we're going to tailgate, so it's not going to be crazy hot then. So, you know, you good?
Yeah, but Reg, I wasn't talking about the weather.
Oh, well, it's definitely going to be hot like that. the chicks out here, baby. It's good.
Right now.
Okay, okay. My bad. My bad.
So, yeah, this is just what I've been looking for. We'll holler after the show about that. We'll get all these numbers together and flatten them out, Steve.
Yeah.
And Reg, and see where we come
up with.
That
we'll
sounds
have
the
flyer,
like
we'll have the flyer ready to go. The flyer is pretty much damn near done. We'll put it on our social media platforms or the website, the show, and so forth. A few weeks away. It's going to be a good time, man. I'm looking forward to that.
That's
one.
Cool.
Reg, if you got time, stick around. We're going to get to the stakeholders because we got to get to the Jacksonville Giants game. Got season predictions. We got pick'ems. All that good stuff. Blee Blue Show, Big Blue Roundtable. Roll call time. Let's go. Order that they call Lady Blue, and then we get the Robbie, and then Worm, and then Jason, and everybody else is on. Roll call time. Lady Blue, say hello to the people. How's everything?
Hello, people. How's it going? It's football season.
Hello, Lady Blue. How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm doing great, actually. Wonderful.
I know. You sound chipper, so I can't wait to see you soon.
All right. Well, I wish I could. New job. Health is getting better, but so things are progressing.
There you go. Nothing but blessings. All right. Cool. We'll be right back. Whoever else is up, Steve.
Okay.
All right, let's get to Robbie at Everything NYG, at Everything NYG on Twitter. Robbie, tell those to the people. How's everything?
Yo,
my man.
Getting ready to get on this flight tonight to head to NY, boys. Let's do it.
I will see you Sunday.
You'll be at the game.
What's up?
See you Sunday. Be at the game.
What's up? Oh, yeah.
I'll see you. We're going to see you Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm going to be at the game. And I fly out tonight, bro. I have to drive 2.5 hours to the airport. I fly out at like 6 a.m. I get there like 10. I gotta start driving tonight at 2 a.m., man. So love my Giants, bro. Love my Giants.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's evident. All right, Rob. Steve, call it up.
It's in us. Yeah, speaking of tailgate, let's go to the tailgate man himself. That'll be the Worm at the G-Spot.
Lord have mercy.
What's going on, fellas?
Worm. What's he cooking?
It's that time of the year again. We'll be back up in the G-Spot partying hard, nice and early.
Yes, we will. I'll see you soon.
Throwing it out there. Steve, I know I'll see you Sunday.
Yep.
Right.
Anybody else that's flying in, Robbie, whoever, come over to G16. Come party with us.
Yep.
It'll be a great G16 time.
G16 is the spot. I'll be there. Make sure my drink is ready, though, Worm.
What happened?
Make sure my drink is ready.
You'll be ready. You'll be good. I'll have it nice and strong.
All right, G. Let's move it on. Hold on,
we're going to go back around to you. We're going to go from Jersey to Arizona. That would be Jason from Big Blue of Arizona, Big Blue of Arizona on Instagram. Jason, what's up, man? How you doing? Roll call time. Just real quick. How you doing, bro?
Hey. Roll call. Let's get the hip, the Henny, and the Remy flowing.
That's it. That's the best I've ever heard all day. That's it.
Nice.
Fantastic.
All right.
Let's move it. I'm loving it. Let's keep rolling, bro.
Let's go to Jason. Go ahead. Get that background noise. It's Chantel Rebel with us. I know I just saw her. Chantel Rebel, what's going on? How you doing?
What's she at?
Can y'all give me a chance to unmute my phone? Damn.
No,
I'm right
here.
Go,
say hi.
Breathe and
fine.
Breathe and fine. How you doing, lady?
Thank God. It's week one. It is officially week one, people. So now we can get to the nit, the grit, and all the good stuff. Thank God.
There you go, baby.
Fortunately, week one starts with some bagel snatching pigeons I can't stand. We're not going to talk about that.
It's crazy down here, too, but we'll talk about that later. All right, honey, we're going to move on. Steve, let's rock it.
All right, let's go to out there in Philadelphia, 6780. Who's this? 6780.
Hey, James right here, Big Blue in the house. What's going on?
Yo, what up, James?
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's about time for Big Blue football. That's what it's about.
That's what it's totally about. Thank God.
Amen.
All right, Steve. We'll be back.
We're going, We're going to go right back to James when we get back to him. I think this is Doris. This is your sister. Hello, Doris. I think this is you. How's everything?
I'm good. Waiting for Sunday.
Hey, girlfriend. What's up?
Hello, my handsome brother. How you doing?
Oh, man. Hey, your brother's already hungover. That's another story. We'll talk about that another time. This is a roll call. Who's up the bat?
All right, let's go. Let's go to 6530. That would be Banger. Banger, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Doing good, doing good. Skies just completely opened up here on Long Island, but that ain't stopping me from looking forward to Sunday. You know that Giants are going to go in, they're going to go and do their thing.
That's right. You're going to be at the tailgate this Sunday in rare form, right, my man, right?
Yeah, I'll be bouncing between G16 with the fan van, known the Worm a long time, along with the fan van crew, and I'll be going between them and the Scoff Soldiers with the G Famulans right across the street. So you can find me in either one of those spots.
All right. We're going to get the cigar guy, the Banger man, long-time diehard Giants fan. And when I say he's a diehard fan, take my word for it. Shout out to the cigar guy. That would be Banger, man. He's on the check-in. Let's go down to Florida, 0662. Who's this, 0662?
I know that number.
Hey, Steve, it's Frank. Chris.
Frank. Oh, that's
Chris,
right.
Our guy, Frank, man.
That's
how's everything, God. Frank?
Good, man.
Oh,
how about you guys?
Man, we miss you at the tailgate last year. We miss you at the tailgate, being with you and your family at the takeover last year in Tampa. Man, we had a great time with you and your family, man. It was great to see
we
you.
We did.
It's football season.
It's time, man. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. That's all I can say.
Right.
Definitely looking for my boy. You know, I'm Penn State or diehard, so I'm hoping my boy transitioned over. He's going to take care of doing what he's got to do. But no, hopefully the whole team's going to do well this year. We don't have any disasters. Looking forward to a good year. Hopefully everybody steps up and does what they got to do.
That's right.
Right. Shout-outs to Frank.
Go.
Oh, Chris, we're going to do things. We're going to get to Reggie. We're going to get to Reggie, but we got to let Bakes lead off. This would not be Frontliner Radio, Big Blue Roundtable, without Bakes. We're going to have your Hollis boy lead off with, and then go to Reggie, Lady Blue, Worm. Bakes,
Hollis
going on,
in the
man?
House.
Week one, Jacksonville, man. Talk to us, and then let us know your thoughts on game number one. Go ahead, Bakes.
Hollis boy
ahead, Hollis.
In the building.
In the
Professor,
house.
What's
so
good,
true.
My brother? Steve Azu,
hey,
what's
I'm
good,
here,
my
man.
Brother?
Long time no hear.
Stakeholders,
yo,
what's
up,
good, my people? I'm so happy to be back. Week one, we
I
are
know,
here.
Man.
We are ready.
We are, man. Indeed.
The Hennessy is on chill. Let's get ready. Listen, week one matchup, Jacksonville versus our New York football Giants. Y'all know what it is. They got a stout defense. They got a great running game. We don't quite know what we have. Odell signed. He's healthy. Ingram's coming out of concussion protocol. Everyone's relatively healthy. I don't know what to expect. I want my boys to win. It's going to be a tough matchup. You know, that defense, we saw what they did last year, saw what they did in the playoffs. Blaine Bortles, they can't hang their head on him. Eli should be poised to have a really good year. I think he'll surprise folks this year with all those bevy of weapons. If that offensive line can keep that jersey clean, I think it'll be all right. And, of course, we got Saquon Barkley, the number two draft pick in the draft. Listen, that dude, he is worth the price of admission.
Yes,
you hear what I said? He is worth the price
Indeed.
Of admission. That boy is going to be special. Y'all going to see. I ain't going to say nothing more about it. And then also,
more about it. Yep.
We're going to recycle back. All those Odell haters who are Giant fans, I'm going to get rid of Odell and all. We're going to track those numbers. And remember, Professor, we got that Henny bet.
Oh.
He's going to put them numbers in. I'm telling you right
Damn,
now.
Damn, that means that we're going to have to, that means if I lose, I have to help you drink that shit.
Basically,
Damn.
It's going to work out the same way, win or lose.
Damn.
And then see, we'll be drank. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited, Steve. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited. I want my boys to win. I think it's going to be a tough matchup. I think the Giants going in, we don't know what their identity is right now. We got a brand new offense, a brand new defense, the 3-4. We're in the play action offense, kind of what Eli has been used to. So hopefully that'll play out. With the running game, I think will definitely help. What I want to look for is the offensive line and see how the offensive line is going to play. I want to see the rhythm of the play calling from the new offensive coordinator. I want to see those things, and I definitely want to see how the defense, especially with the secondary, because we're not that deep, but we got Eli Apple and, you know what I'm saying, and Jack Rabbit, who both had good camps, and they say Eli Apple coming back with a new attitude has been great. Great in the locker room, great on the field. So hopefully he's poised for a comeback, bounce-back year. So I'm super excited for this game, but I think we'll win. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a close game, but we'll get into it more in detail.
Got it. All right, cool as beans. Let's keep it moving, Steve.
Hey, Chris, before we go back, we got to bring on more stakeholders. Let's bring on I-Man Giants. That will be Isaac, season ticket holder. Yeah. Hey, I-Man, man, it was good. Isaac. Tell us your thoughts really quick on Jacksonville Giants, and then we'll go back to the top. We'll go back down to Houston and get Reggie's thoughts, and then Lady Blue down in Florida, so on and so forth. Go ahead, Isaac.
Oh, life is good. Giants football is back, and, you know, we got a lot to look forward to. I can't wait to see everybody Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be there in all our regalia. Yes. Yes, we will. So what's the matter? What's the forecast for Sunday, bro? What you looking at?
It's Sunday, 70 degrees and beautiful blue skies.
Okay, and what about the game, man?
Well, with the game, it's going to be Giants 17, Jaguars 13.
Oh, well, man, we want really? Okay, I like that score, actually. I wasn't ready for it, but I like it. That's our proposal for the first week.
I'm very fired up. I mean, I haven't been fired up like this in probably a couple of years now. You know, we got a lot of good things to look forward to. And I look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. I got to run because I got to go coach a game, but I wanted to drop by and say hello real quick.
Good luck. Appreciate it, Isaac.
I appreciate that. I'll see you guys Sunday. Take care, guys.
All right, homie. You got it. All
right. Isaac, man, on the check-in.
Big blue round table.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Reggie. Reggie, give us your thoughts on the game, man. You're still with us, man. Your thoughts, Jacksonville versus the Giants on Sunday.
I'm still here, and I agree with a couple other guys where you're not quite sure what we're going to get. You know, new offense, new coach. You don't know what the identity is going to be, but the things I'm going to definitely be looking for is one. The performance of the right side of that offensive line. That's the suspect side right there. They're moving Flowers over there, and that guard and tackle, they got to be able to at least hold their own. If they can do that, then I think having Barkley in the backfield, play action, Ingram and all that, then I think the offense is, you know, we're going to give Eli enough time to do what he's got to do. We're going to give enough holes open for Barkley. But that right side of that line is going to be key. On the defensive side, Borders is a down-the-field passer, so that middle of the field is going to be important. And our linebackers, who I'm not totally sold on, it's outside of business, they got to be able to play. They got to, at the minimum, do their assignments. If they fulfill the assignments, then I think we have a good chance of really slowing down that Jacksonville offense, because Bortles does a lot of dumping off, a lot of, you know, short passes in the middle, and if they attack our line, because they got to be able to show up. Of course, you know, the marquee matchup is going to be them against Jalen Ramsey. That is going to be the matchup right there. That, you know, that's showtime right there. I want to see what that's going to be. So I don't have a score prediction, because like I said, the offense has all the signs of being able to at least start scoring 25, 30 points, but because we don't know really how they're going to come across, and because Jacksonville has very good defense, I think it's going to be a lot of ball control, using a lot of Barkley out of the backfield, you know, open holes for him. And I think Ingram's going to have a big game because Ramsey's a good corner, man. He's one of the best. So I don't think Ingram's going to be having, you know, 9-10 catches a game, this game. He's going to have a couple of good, first down catches. He might be able to break one open a little bit. But I think the mismatch is going to be who they're going to put on the field to check Ingram. Because Ingram's a mismatch problem for most of the league. And if they use him right, I think we'd be okay.
All right.
And one more time, Reggie, before you got to go, just in case, you want to – for those following in right now, listening online to our episode, the event you guys got going on in week 3.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks, Steve. Like I said, I'm down here in Houston. Giants fans down here, we holding it down, preparing for the 23rd when the G-Men come into Houston to take care of the Texans. So that Saturday, the 22nd, we got a pregame party going on at Cielo's Latin Bar here in Houston in the Woodlands area. Doors are going to open at 8. Got one of my homies is doing the DJ, so he's got all that East Coast flair going to be up in there. Tickets on it is only $10. Going to have food, drinks, special, the whole nine. Sunday morning, we're going to tailgate at NRG, getting hype and getting ready for the game. And then we'll have somewhere to go for after party after the game, hopefully celebrating the victory. So we got that weekend on lock, and those that can come through and hang out, let's have a good time.
Shout out to Reggie, Giants fans living in Houston.
Shout out to Virgin.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Remind everybody, 929-477-4171. Lady Blue is in the house. Is she not?
Lady Blue.
What's up? My Giants family.
Hey, you've been starved all summer long for bleed blue football. So what you think is let me hear your analysis for Sunday coming up.
Oh, please. Since I live here in Jacksonville, this town is flipping crazy.
I can understand that.
They're saying that if they can make Eli move around, they're guaranteeing themselves a win. Ramsey is like, I can shut down OBJ, no problem. He ain't nothing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the crap is hitting the fan here in Jacksonville. And I just got to sit and I'm just,
FreeFootShow.com. You can go to the listen to it for the full episode and the archive episode of this Giants versus Jaguars episode.
I'll continue, ladies.
Leave your comments on season record predictions in the comments.
Go ahead.
Steve, I checked out the new website. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it is nice. It's nice. Everybody should go check it out, bleedblueshow.com.
Sorry about that,
It is hot.
Sorry about that,
baby. More than likely, your picture is on it. If you go to the website and check it out, you might see yourself. It's really nice.
Really
hot, man. Very exciting.
I've just been going through football withdrawal. I can't wait for Sunday. I'm psyched. I'm having a little party here at my house. Actually, I was yapping with Michael Jennings. He's going to come over and watch the game with me. So I'm psyched. And I got my cousin and my nephew coming. So it's going to be fun. I just want a really good game. I'm worried. I want to see what the offensive line is going to do. I'm hoping they can make holes for Barkley. I'm hoping that they can hold the fort down long enough where Ingram or Shepard or OBJ, someone can get open. Mm-hmm. My ultimate goal is just for everyone to get through with being healthy and that we just do a lot better than we did last season.
All right.
So.
Hey, that's all good. It's all good. Nice to hear you again, by the way, girlfriend. We're going to hook up a lot of times this year, so I appreciate it. All right. Lady Blue, everybody, 929-477-4171. This is the Bleed Blue Show. Oh, man, it feels like I'm having a family reunion today, man. That's what it feels like, Steve, but we got to move this on. Robbie, man, at Everything NYG, what's up, bro?
Just hanging out, man. Been doing a lot of work. Preparing for this flight, man.
trying to work out all types of rental cars and all that good stuff. But, hey, man, we're coming. I'm excited to see everyone. But, yeah, I don't know. What are we talking about right now? What am I answering?
Well, yeah, I just want to know what your forecast is, pretty much. I want to remind everybody real quick, the three-minute long-winded time is on. And I'm sorry, appropriately, I had to do it in front of you, Rob. But
no, you're good.
I want everybody to know that the timer is working because we got a lot of folks on today. And
yeah,
everybody
wants
to put their sense in. So, hey, so here you are, man. Talk to me. What you hoping to see? What are you predicting? What are you looking at? What's up?
It's pretty much the same thing, man. Same thing as everyone's been saying. You know, I want a lot better every year, obviously. But, you know, to do that, we need to stay healthy. We need to stay clean, and we need to make the right decisions on and off the field. You know, my biggest concern so far is that outside linebacker spot. You know, I'm 99.9% sure that Vernon is not going to play. And you know, I've never been the hugest fan of Vernon. I think he's going to be a lot better where he is, but that wasn't a big knock to me because I know Lorenzo Carter, and I love Lorenzo Carter. And then I just found out that he was just added to the injury report as well with an illness. So if they both go out, I have no idea who's going to step up. I guess Ray Ray Armstrong. I don't know. I don't know who they put there. I don't know, man. But as a whole, I think it's been pretty dead on. I think this game is going to be a matchup of just straight, you know, our offense trying to get clicking against, in my opinion, and I think everybody else is the best defense in the NFL. You know, Jalen Ramsey's a little bit banged up right now with his ankle, but you know he's going to play. So it's going to be a brawl, man. It's going to be a straight brawl. I can't see anything but a good game here. I think it's going to be really back and forth, but I don't think it'll be like a high-scoring shootout-type game. I don't know what to expect yet from Shurmur. I don't know how he's going to work that offense with this defense. But I definitely see it being really back and forth. You know, our defense isn't the best in the league by any means, but I think that, you know, they'll definitely find a way to stop Blake Bortles, and they'll find a way to limit the – they have no receivers, and we have no corners, but they really have no receivers either to throw it to. So as long as you keep that containment and you keep Fournette at least somewhat contained, I can't see them running the score up on us, and I can't see us doing that either. So I think it'll be a really, really like a classic brawl, like New York Giants brawl match. I think it's a perfect way to start the year. This is my first time, man, at MetLife. My first time, so
Oh, wow.
I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to see everyone, I'm expecting a good game. I want us to win, and I expect us to win, but this is the hard game. You know, I just want everyone to stay healthy and get off to a good start to the year, and you know, see what we're really made of with Pat Shurmur leading the way. So we're gonna find out. We're all gonna find out in this together. That's for sure.
All right. I'm sorry you're not gonna see me in all my regalia, man. Because listen. I'm a diehard, as everybody knows. I bleed blue, and so hey, I'm going to be out there at each tailgate section, drunk as all get out. But hey, y'all will see me, but I won't be me at the same time. Just giving y'all fair warning. Okay, 929-477-4171. That was Robbie and everything NYG.
What's going on?
Hey man, give me 3 minutes, man. Talk about what we gonna see on Sunday, man.
We're going to have fun on Sunday. You know, I'm going to have, you know, a couple jars of the sauce made up. You guys can pick up at the tailgate.
Thank you.
I know you're looking forward for that. We're going to have normal warm waffles for breakfast, which is two waffles with a hash brown, sausage patty, eggs, maple syrup, and cheese. So that'll be a nice nice sandwich for breakfast. I believe I'll be having deep fried French toast. We'll have different pasta dishes. Those that are vegetarians will have vegetarian
options. This is better than the game prediction right here. Okay.
Yeah. deep fried hot dogs, burgers, meatballs, barbecue shrimp.
All right, one. We got a 3 minute timer. Tell me about the game, man. Tell me about the game.
24-21, Rojas kicks a last-minute field goal to put the Giants ahead. Don't be surprised if Odell has an average game, only because Shurmur's the type of coach that likes to exploit matchups. I'm really looking at Shepard and Evan Engram to really go off in this game.
Yep, you read my mind.
I'm expecting big games out of those two, only because Shermer's not McAdoo, where he's going to, you know, force the ball on a friggin' 3-yard slant to Odell all day long. Not going to happen.
Right.
He's going to look for the matchups, and if he has a better matchup with Shepard, Shepard's getting the ball. Ingram's going to get the ball. Barkley's going to get the ball. You know, he's not going to be stupid. Defensively, what I'm looking at Betcher, more or less stack the box, shut down Fournette.
Definitely.
And let Blake Bortles beat you on the pass. Because at some point, he's going to throw that crucial pick, and that game's going to be over. I don't trust Blake Bortles at all. I don't see him as a franchise quarterback, even though he's getting paid as one. I think their front office and ownership were on drugs. I'm giving the ball to Bortles, and let him beat you. Let him beat you. Shut down the run and let him beat you. Because I guarantee you, at some point he's going to throw a pick in a bad spot, and he's going to be done. And it'll be a nice, you know, and you know what? And I can see the Giants actually covering too in this game. So I'd take the Giants, and I would take them to cover too. I'm going to put both on them. All right?
Got it. Thank you, homie. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
See you
Appreciate
Sunday.
You. See you Sunday. Chantel.
See you Sunday.
You're up. By the way, everybody, check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, Bleed Blue Show, at Bleed Blue Show, the Bleed Blue Show, whatever you put Bleed Blue Show there, you're going to find us. You're going to find us. Talk to me, girlfriend.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm really excited.
Minutes, you got the floor. The nation is listening.
All right. I'm very, very, very excited to see how the defense comes out on this game. I mean, I forgot who said it, but, yeah, we don't have the best corners, and they don't have the best wide receivers. It's bad enough they already lost Marquise Lee to an already depleted wide receiving corps. So that kind of limits Bortles on the, you know, on the athletic talent that he would usually have. So they're going to – I see them passing, but not passing as much as they're going to hand the ball off, mainly because Fournette is just that freak running back. That dude is, like, incredible. The thing is, you got to make the tackle on Fournette, because if you don't tackle him, he cuts back and you miss the tackle. By the time you look up, dude is gone 40 yards already. You got to make that tackle, and you cannot give them that crucial that third down conversion, because after that, it depending on where you are, they could be scoring on you. Then offensively, I agree with everybody else. The right side of the line, it definitely comes down to them. I would definitely, you know, put Ellison on the side of Flowers and get some extra blocking over there, because they're the Jags linebacker corps. Who is that? Miles Jack, Malik Jackson, I think, and Talvin Smith. Those dudes are coming at you fast, forks, knives, plates. They're going to eat, and they're looking – they know what Eli can do when he has time in the pocket. They don't want to give Eli that time. Ramsey's going to cover Beckham. They're going to get probably the other guy on Shepard. So they're coming at Eli fast, and they're going to blanket our receivers. So I really see Ingram being that matchup nightmare and really disrupting their linebackers. Another thing, I expect Barkley to have a good game, but, you know, Barkley has to hit the hole like that. Whatever hole opens, he's got to hit it in a second, because they're coming fast. AKA, do not put John Stewart in there. For the love of every Giants fan, I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for all of us, don't put him in there for anything. Don't put Stewart in there. He's slow, he's short, he doesn't see the hole, and he's probably guaranteed the fumble. You know, I mean, thank God they decided to put Wayne Gallman ahead of him on the depth chart. And I can see Wayne Gallman getting, like, some sneaky passes in, because I don't think they're really taking him into consideration. So that's that.
So you see the Giants winning the game?
quite possibly. And can I say, can I just say one more thing? If we're going to let Blake Bortles try and beat us at the pass, wherever he's passing at Apple, Apple better be blanketing his man. Do not be one or two steps off your dude and then want to pop him after the third down conversion, please. That's not cute.
Yes,
I don't want to hear it. I don't care how hard you hit him.
Like, that's it. Gotcha. That's why we call her Rebel, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Chantel. Be back later. 929-477-4171. My man Jay, thank you for hanging out, bro. Jason Big Blue of Arizona.
All right, yeah. Just got some interesting things to kind of go over. I'm going to use extreme caution with just several areas. First off, as we all know, it looks like Gettleman basically did a complete douching of the New York Football Giants from last year to this year. But who he brought in, it's almost like he brought in a bunch of one-hit wonders. So with that, I think that the Giants are going to have to try to find their identity as the season progresses. My areas of concern number one would be the right side of that offensive line. Concern number two, those linebackers. Concern number three would be Olivier Vernon. He's already possibly starting with a scratch, not playing, which is not going to be good for him with coming off a lot of injuries last year. High expectations, high hopes, and he's already losing possibly one game out of 16. Very concerned about opposite of Jackrabbit. I don't feel comfortable the opposite of Jackrabbit. I do not feel comfortable the opposite of Landon Collins. I do not feel comfortable with our special teams. I don't think Rojas was challenged enough. He looked good, subpar, but we all remember what happened last year. There's definitely some areas of concern. This is going to be a very emotional game. This is Coughlin's homecoming. This is the first time he's been in Giant Stadium, MetLife Stadium, since he was let go. So to me, as far as who's coming in with more of an emotional high, I think those Jacksonville Jaguars are going to try to win this one for Coughlin as a way of saving face for Coughlin and proving a point to Mara and the rest of the ownership. I'm excited that the season is here, but I can't deny the fact that we have some areas of concern that we really can't take these first eight games to try and find ourselves. And lastly, with that whole Khalil Mack thing, everybody said that Chicago was going to be a pushover on the back eight of our schedule. That front seven, that front seven is going to be brutal come that Chicago game. Don't write that one off as a cakewalk now. Chris, dude, when I see you in Charlotte, I've got the hip, the Henny, and the Remy lined up for you, dude. It's on. It's football mode. Let's go.
Thank you, Matt, bro. Thank you, my bro. I appreciate you. What did you think? Big Blue of Arizona, everybody. That's Jason. You have something else, man. All right. 929-477-4171. We're going to move this on. Remember, in 2 minutes, we got our predictions as well. Let's see. Who is in the house right now? James, talk to me, man. You got 3 minutes on the Big Blue Show. Talk to me, man. James, you there?
You talking to who, James? Hey, James, you talking to?
Yeah.
True indeed. Listen, I'm just looking at the competitive nature of this team. That's what I'm concerned about. Just want to see if they're going to go out there and fight, because Jacksonville's going to come and they're going to want to bust heads. You know, I think that's going to set the pace. It's football. You know, we're going to see the guys that want to win out there, you know, defensive side, offensive side of the ball. I like what they did with the waivers. They picked up some good corners because I wasn't happy with the corners, but looks like they got some competitive guys, and that's what I'm looking at, to see guys that want to fight, the guys that want to win, you know. And, I mean, we can't really make any predictions. We're just coming off a very bad season. You got to see what's going on out there, who's going to show up, you know. Hold on. I coach football, y'all, so I'm out here to feel. So, you know, that's my thing. I just want to see people. I want to see how competitive. Yeah. I want to see how competitive the team is this year. Nobody knows. I mean, it's a pretty much a brand new team, you know. So I know Barkley's going to do his thing. I know Odell's going to do his thing. I'm not concerned about the line too much at all because I think Hernandez and them, they're going to run it to that side. They seem like they want to be nasty. Seem like they're cohesive. I'm concerned about the third right wide receiver. I don't think Latimer can catch at all. But, you know, that's up to the management. That, you know, make something happen if that doesn't work out. Yeah, man, it's just going to be, you know, a matter of football on Sunday. Who wants to come and win? I know Jacksonville is going to come to want to, you know, bust some heads. That team should have went to the Super Bowl last year. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, we can't beat them, but it's going to be about we're going to have to want to. We're going to have to want to go out and win. Not just guys that want to just be in the league and make money and, you know, that kind of stuff of, you know, I'm just collecting my paycheck. You got to have some real football guys out there, especially this Sunday against a team like Jacksonville. So, you know, I got all faith in Big Blue, you know, and I want to go for the win. I just want to see what this team has to offer, what they put together. You know, they got me mind-boggling a few things, some of the people they released. I mean, Alcuara, you know, that's a guy who got pressure and got sacks. And, you know, you wave him, and Detroit takes him. I mean, why not wave Tay Davis? I don't know. But, you know, we got to see what they're thinking. Maybe they're right, you know. So I just want to take a look and
see. We'll have a better assessment after this Sunday. Yeah.
Right, the competitive nature. I want to see mostly the competitive nature of this whole entire team. If they really want to go out there and if, you know, if they want to win, if it's there, then it'll be obvious. Even if we lose, if the competitive nature is there, I think we'll be fine this season.
Okay, James, appreciate you, man. Thanks for chiming in. Mold them young minds, man. Bix, what do you think about the assessment of the stakeholders and frontliners so far, man?
Listen, I think everybody's straight up on point. We don't really know what to expect. We know we made some improvements, and we know we have some areas with some deficiencies, like the defensive backfield, we're not that deep. Linebacker core, we're mediocre at best. And we know we don't know what to expect from our front defensive line. And it's a new scheme, new coaching, and the guy blitzes a lot. So we don't know what we're going to expect from that side. We know from the regular cast of characters what to expect. Hopefully they'll stay true and perform that way. But it's kind of a wait and see to see what the identity of this team. Like I always say, you know, a team hangs their hat on identity, and we need to find out what it is. And this is a good test for week one to see where we're at.
Got it. That's Bakes, everybody. Doris, you feel the same way?
Yes, I'm just waiting. Yeah, because like you said, we don't know. But I think the special teams is going to – I like special teams. I've seen two games. They look pretty good to me. And I think they all seem to be on the same page as the players. So I think they're going to give it a good effort. We may not win, but I want to see competitiveness.
Oh, we will.
You know?
We will.
That's
I
want to see.
I am not – I'm letting everybody in Giants land know right now. I'm not coming all the way over there and we not win. And you'll know what I'm talking about when I'm in front of your face. They'll know. They'll know. They'll get it. We will. We will prevail.
I think we will. But, you know, we'll see.
We'll see. Frank, you in the house or what?
Yeah, Chris, I'm here.
Hey, man. So what do you see going on, man?
I agree with everybody else. I agree with everybody else, Chris. You know, we're young. We got a lot of new players in the draft, obviously, as we all know. We just got to see what's going to happen, how it's going to pan out. You know, from management all the way down to the field. I mean, it's a whole new transition. So we've just got to give it some time and see what they do. They've got to gel. They really don't hardly ever know, you know, they don't even know each other, really, the odd of these guys. So got to see how they're going to play it out and see how it goes. I'm hoping for a win. Jacksonville's powerhouse. That's I will give them that much. You know, obviously I want to win. But if not, you know, we're growing. So it's just a whole new Giants team, whole new coaching staff, whole new management, except ownership. We just got to give it time. So I think they'll be okay in the long run.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, this is a new team. This is a new team. This is the 2018 team. You know, the thing about being a fan of the Giants is that you do just naturally have a tendency to compare them to last year, the year before, a couple of years back, some of us even further than that. And we shouldn't do it that way because this is a new experience, and it's just the right mix of what Gettleman wants right now. He wants to start kind of slow and build a dynasty as opposed to building a playoff team and then, you know, faltering a few years. He wants it the right way. He wants a long-term strategy. So, yeah, this is the beginning of that. I guess we could all say we were here for that. And, this is ground zero. Steve, are you in the house or what, man? We got to do these predictions right quick.
Yeah, let's do that, man. Let's get to the predictions.
So, let's lay out the format for us so we can roll out, bro.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get to the picks, man. Let's do it. We got Titans 1.5 versus the Dolphins. We got Cowboys versus the Panthers. Panthers by 3, favored by 3. Chiefs and Chargers. Chargers favored by 3, and of course our game, Jacksonville favored by 3. So let's go right in a row, man. Let's get the cue, man.
Okay.
Get the maestro going.
Okay, Bakes, you up first, man. Steve said that so fast. I hope you memorized it.
I didn't.
Yeah, I'll repeat it. I'll repeat it. Tennessee at Miami. Who you got?
Tennessee.
Bakes? All right, let me write it down.
Tennessee.
All right, Tennessee.
Can you hear me?
Cowboys and Panthers. Cowboys and Panthers.
Oh, Jesus. Cowboys at Panthers. Panthers.
Wow.
Yeah, root for them bum.
All right. Chiefs at Chargers. Chargers favored by 3.
Go, Chargers, go.
That's right.
All right. And Jacksonville at the Giants.
Giants 23-17.
Got it. All
right, cool. Thanks very much, Bakes. Chris,
all
who's
right.
next? Is Reggie still?
Is Reggie still here or no? Okay.
Don't see it.
What's the Lady Blue here?
Lady Blue. Lady Blue, yeah.
Lady Blue.
Alright.
Okay.
You ready? Write this down. Titans.
I'm ready.
Panthers, Chiefs, and Giants.
Perfect. Titans, Panthers, Chiefs, Giants. That's Lady Blue.
You said quick.
Alright, appreciate it.
And that was quick. All right.
Right, cool.
Robbie's up.
Robbie. Yo, you're going to have to read them back to me. You're going to have to read them back to me.
Okay.
Titans at Dolphins.
Titans
at Dolphins.
Yeah,
Titans.
Cowboys at Panthers.
Cowboys at Panthers. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Cowboys.
Really? Chiefs and Chargers.
Chargers.
And our game.
Giants, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to say I'd never speak to you again. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Jason,
where's my
in the Big Blue, Arizona.
Big
yeah,
Blue,
I'm right
Arizona.
Here. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, man. Call. Hey, give us your prediction. Titans in Miami.
I'm going to Miami. Miami with the upset.
Really? Cowboys and Panthers.
Yeah. Panthers, and I take the over on the Panthers. Let's go. Heck.
Okay. Over on Panthers. There you go. Chiefs and Chargers.
I'm going to take the Chiefs, and I would take the over on that game. That's going to be a shootout.
Okay. And did you know the last game?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Tom Coughlin, 24-17, Tom Coughlin.
I'm pissed off at you right now, but that's okay. I'm going to let you live until October. All right. Thank you very much, Jason. All right. Chantel the Rebel. That's Big Blue of Arizona. Chantel.
Hi. Yes.
Hi. How you
Hi.
Doing?
Hi.
Titans. Oh, I'm happy to hear from you. Titans in Miami. Hello?
Titans.
Where you at? Oh,
Titans.
Okay, Cowboys and I got you. Cowboys and Panthers. Cowboys and Panthers.
Panthers, Super Cam.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. Houston Chargers.
I'm gonna go with Chargers. Mahomes is a pretender.
Okay, I agree with that. And you know the last game. Say it right.
Oh, Giants, 17-14.
Okay, all right. Got you. Duly noted. Let me see. James is gone here. Let's see. Whoa. Where we at? Let's do this. Doris. Thank you, baby.
Yep.
Doris.
Got Tennessee.
Titans.
Panthers.
Huh?
Tennessee. The Panthers. Panthers.
Right.
Panthers and the Giants. You can't hear me?
Got you. Did you say wait? Did you say who's the Chiefs and the Chargers?
Oh, you Kansas City.
Oh, got it. All right, now I got you. Let me read it back to you. Titans, Panthers, Chiefs, and G-Men, right?
Yes.
Got you. Thank you, babe. All right.
Straight up, all of them.
Frank.
Straight up.
There you go. Frank.
Chris, I'm gonna say this real quick first. I'm watching ABC, NBC out of New York City. Ask me how after
uh-huh.
the show.
Got you. Thank you.
But,
I will.
Yeah. Hit me up.
Titans in Miami.
But I am going.
Titans
I am
Miami.
Going to go with the Tennessee Titans. The Chargers. The Chargers.
Bingo.
Okay. And then I got to go with Jacksonville. I'm sorry.
You realize I'm never going to speak to you again, right? You know,
I understand
we're
that.
Done. You and
I get it. I get it.
Yes, okay.
I got
so
it.
As long as you understand how this relationship is working out.
All right.
That's all I need to know. Thank you very much.
All right. All right.
Bates! Where you at, man?
Yeah, we already got his. We got Bates.
We got Bates. Sorry. Hey, I got
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
I got
you got
one
me ready.
Again. I got you. I'm sorry. I'm looking at
Chris, what's your picks, Chris? What about you, Chris? What's
Mine's is easy. Titans, Panthers, Chargers, G-Men, done. And for the record, for the rest of the, eternity, I will always pick the G-Men. I'm just because. Anyway.
Delusional fans on my
after
timeline earlier today.
Yeah, I know.
Giant
I know.
Fans,
call me delusional.
You
I have to be
all
sick,
right, let me
man,
real quick.
What's going on around here?
Yeah, let me be
okay,
real quick.
So,
Titans, Panthers, Chargers, Jaguars. That's
right. Oh, what'd you say? I'm sorry, what'd you say, Big
Titans,
Blue?
Panthers.
What'd you say, Steve Azul?
Titans.
Azul?
Titans, Panthers.
Azul? All
right, real quick. Titans, Panthers, Chargers, Jaguars. That's what I got.
Uh-huh.
That's my final
this
answer.
This is interesting. That's your fa- okay, all right, look. Final thought. I will talk to you later, Azul.
Oh.
I'm not mad at you now. Final thought. I have to start with G6, man, flying in.
Yeah, man, on the tarmac, Fly High Sports Talk Radio on Tuesdays, man. Check it out, Fly High. Mr. Fly High, man, himself. G6.
What up?
Flying
what
in,
up, G6.
Well, hey, man,
Blue
G6,
Tag.
Give us your final thoughts real quick, man, and also your
hey.
Your predictions as well.
Yeah, let's get
well,
a fixed
final
too,
let me start. Let me start with the predictions.
Okay.
Let me start with the predictions. Titans in Miami. Titans in Miami.
Let me go with Titans.
Cowboys, Panthers.
Panthers.
Chiefs and Chargers.
Chiefs and Chargers. Chiefs.
And the last game.
Oh,
you know who it is.
Giants all day, man. Giants all day, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
Jackson
much.
Ain't got no
give me a final thought,
man. We good.
Well, a first thought
hey.
And a final thought. A middle thought. What's happening this weekend? What you looking
hey,
at?
Man.
What you hope to see?
I think it's gonna be a close game, but we should pull it out. The Jags offense, man. Other than Fournette, they really don't got any wide receivers. Their number one wide receiver went down. Very young core. They lost Robinson, Hearns. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They do got
yep.
Jenkins as a tight end, but I think he's nicked up. But, I think it's an easy game plan from a defensive standpoint. You make Bortles beat you,
right.
Whatever. And you gotta look at it like this, man. As far as the team go, you can't fix it in 1 year. You just can't. It's impossible.
Right.
So if you were thinking
exactly.
anything other than you know, 6, 7, maybe 8 wins, you was tricking yourself. You know, you
right.
just can't. The way
you
Reese had
not.
This team in the gutter, you just can't pull out of that in one season, man. And it just don't work that way. You know, I think
right.
I like everything that Gettleman's done. It's a good starting point. Let's see what he does in the next years to come, but it's a great starting point, man. As far as players like Stewart, Barwin, I think I heard somebody, we talk about Stewart. Hey, look, man, the Giants locker room was such, it was so bad over the last 5 years with just immature players, a lot of playing around. You got to infuse, even if these guys don't exactly produce on the field, you got to infuse a Stewart because he's a locker room guy.
Gotcha.
When the team is down, when Barkley's not doing well, he's the guy that will, you know, keep that spark going, keep that positive attitude going. That's what he did here in Carolina for years. Connor Baldwin,
okay.
he's another high character guy. And you know, you got to have these guys on your team, man. Panthers went all the way to the Super Bowl with old head. That's Gettleman's blueprint. So just be patient, guys,
okay.
and we'll
okay.
see how it goes. Yeah, man.
Thank you, G6. Appreciate
real, you. Real quick,
we'll
real quick, man.
But
all this. Real quick, Jesus, real quick, just let him know your program on Tuesday. Please let him know real quick so we can get,
oh, yeah,
get everybody.
Oh, man,
I
appreciate
couple.
That. Hey, man, this is about y'all,
yeah.
man. But
go ahead.
I mean, hey, Tuesday night, man. Anybody know? Anybody on Facebook, follow me. You know, Charles Jett, man. We got the Fly High on Sports Radio Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. We just switched over numbers, man, so I don't have the number in front of me by heart.
You passed it on.
I had an old number.
You put it on the blue page.
All half a year, man, but we switched numbers. But, yeah, I'm glad y'all came through Tuesday, too, man. Thanks for showing the love. It was a great show, man. We had Ron Dixon
Fantastic.
On, former wide receiver from the Giants, and it was great. Glad you and Steve, you and Chris came through, man. It was, I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, G6. All
right, shout out to the G6 Live.
G6 the man, shout out. I'm going to need 20 seconds from everybody. 15
seconds.
Please.
Right.
15 seconds. Lady Blue, start with you.
Okay. Go ahead, Lady Blue, 15 seconds.
I just want a good game, no injuries, and let's beat the crap out of Jacksonville.
Bingo! That's it. That's 15 seconds like a mug. Thank you, baby. We'll see you soon.
Rob.
Robbie.
Hey, man. Yep. Same thing. Let's have a good game, no injuries. Looking forward to seeing everyone. And Big Blue is back, boys. Let's do it.
What word? That's right. Let's see. Worm is gone. Who's up, Steve? Who's up, Steve?
Jason, Big Blue Arizona. Final thoughts.
Let's let the tailgating begin. Let's go. Tailgate start now. I'll see you all soon. You know where I'm coming to. I'll see y'all soon.
You got it, Jason.
No
Big doubt. Blue Arizona.
Big Blue of Arizona on Instagram. Give them a follow. Big Blue of Arizona, man. Their events as well. Shout out to them. Your sister Doris. Final thoughts.
I just want to scream. I want to be screaming and I want my heart racing. That's what I want to feel.
Nice. Shout out to Doris. It's the season's back, Chris. Let's go to Chantel Rebel. Final thoughts. The capital Giants fans, KGYR. Go ahead, Chantel. Final thoughts.
Please don't give me a reason to drink, Giants. Just show up. Just play like you got some common sense. If you accidentally get caught on that helmet rule, then don't feel bad. Everybody's getting caught. But just play like you got some sense. Don't get injured and check your fucking bitch assness at the door. All grit on the field, and that's it.
Shout out to Chantel. Ooh, man, thank you very much, Frank. Final thoughts, real quick.
Yeah, just have a good game. You know, get back to football. That's pretty much it. And rooting for the Falcons tonight. That's pretty much it.
We got it.
All right.
Bakes
from the Frontliners. Final thoughts on any news, any updates from the Frontliners, Bakes?
Updates, we're going to be in Houston the 23rd, rocking out with the Houston crew. October 22nd, Monday Night Football, Atlanta, be there. Annual Frontliner tailgate, it's going to be bananas. My stakeholders, we got 16 weeks to hang out. Looking forward to it. Let's go, baby.
All right.
Blue.
All right.
And finally, from me, that's Bakes. Check us out, Bleed Blue Show, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, or BleedBlueShow.com. Check out that website. It's looking wonderful, /podcast. You get all the recent episodes for all the other teams as well. Steve, let's take us home, please.
Yeah, don't forget what Reggie said at, from Giants fans living in Houston, the event week three frontliners out there. It's going to be a great time with the Giants fans out there in Houston. But for Reggie, Lady Blue, Robbie, The Worm, Jason, Chantel, James, Doris, The Cigar Guy, Frank, Bakes, G6, check out our new updated website of Bleed Blue Show. Our audio archive is friendly streaming. It's really out there. It's fresh. You guys are going to love it. We'll be immediately, you already know, immediately after every Giants game, we're going to be on air as soon as the game hits 000, win, lose, or draw. Sangre Azul, Bleed Blue.
Sangre Azul!
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you?